the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout the time of harvest, so when those who bore the ark had come to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the ark were dipped in the edge of the waters flowing from above stood still, rising up in a single heap far off at Adam, in the city that is beside Zarethan, while those flowing toward the sea of Arabah, the Dead Sea, were wholly cut off. Interesting story. I don't think I would want to be a priest bearing the Ark of the Covenant, would you? I mean, here you've had the command, the directive of the Lord. You are to take the Ark of the Covenant. You and three other priests take the Ark of the Covenant, which is this great big electric box, all right? It's wood and it's layered with gold and it generates a static electric charge, and when you touch it, zap, you die. I don't think I want to be the first guy, the guy in the front, coming up on the Jordan River. And it's at flood stage. That means it's rushing fast. And it's overflown its banks, and it has an uneven bottom, and it's going to be rushing so fast with rapids, you're not going to be able to see it. I'm going to tell you, the Jordan River today is a little creek. They've got dam up there, damming it up on the Sea of Galilee, so there's not much water now. But back then, before the dam was built, it was a flowing river. And when it would get high with the rains, they would have rapids and the water would flow quickly. And you wouldn't be able to see the bottom. And you've been told, take the Ark of the Covenant and go to the bank and put out your foot and put it into the water. And it's only after the sole of your foot goes into the water that it'll pile up like a heap. Nah, I don't want that job, do you? I like standing behind the table and doing communion. I like preaching. I like praying. I like doing those things. I like teaching the Bible. I don't like the idea of having to actually take a step of faith into the water, into the rushing Jordan River. And that's not all. Then once you're in and the water's piling up in a heap, you walk out to the middle. And I'm sure once they got to the middle, they wanted to keep going. No. You stand there in the middle of the riverbed with a big electric box on your shoulder, and you wait while all the people, the men, the women, the children, their puppy dogs and pussycats and all of their livestock go across to the other side. I don't know, you know, you think it takes a long time to go through the line of lubies. Come on, people, hurry it up. Come on, come on. We got water piling up over here. We got a big electric box on our shoulders. Come on, hurry up, go, go. I don't want that job. But we all have the same calling, my friends. We all have the same calling, to step out in faith into the rushing waters of the Jordan of our lives. The rushing waters of the Jordan of this world. Step out in faith. Step out in faith. Without seeing the waters piled up, just step out in faith based on the promise. Step out in faith and walk out into the riverbed. Step out in faith and walk out into tomorrow. I love science fiction. You take me to a bookstore, I'll go to the theology section and to the science fiction section. Some people say they're the same section. I mean, But I'll spend time in one and I'll spend time in the other. And I'll go find a book here and a book there. And one of my favorite subjects in science fiction is time travel. You like time travel stories? They're fascinating things. The idea of having a machine or a portal that you can turn on or step through or get in and pull a lever and go. Some people want to go into the past. Not me. I want to go into the future. I'm not interested in 40 years ago. I'm interested in 40 years from now. Heck, I'd like to see 4 days from now. We could go to Vegas and make a killing placing bets on the results of this coming election. We could fund the church budget for years. We wouldn't have to worry about a capital campaign if we knew who was going to win the election this week ahead of time. No time machine exists. There is no time portal or time machine that would take us into tomorrow or into next week or next month or next year, so that we could know the future and know the path and know what we should do and then do it. There is only one way we can live. If we are truly faithful children of God, there is only one path to take. And that is the path of faith. The path of faith, trusting in God's word, trusting in the real presence of Jesus, trusting in the experience of the communion of the saints. The path of faith. Stepping out into the rushing waters of tomorrow. Stepping out into the Jordan River of life. Stepping out in faith, trusting that the God of tomorrow is the God of today. Trusting that the God of yesterday, who saw us through to today, will see us past tomorrow and into all our futures. We do not have a time machine. We do not have a time portal. But we have a God who sees us through this time and next time and into all time. We have a God who is the God of tomorrow. God calls us to step out in faith. Step out in faith into the rushing waters of the Jordan of life. Step out in faith, trusting in the Word of God and trusting that no matter where we are and no matter where we go, God goes with us. Indeed, God is already there, waiting for us. It's the theology of the God of the forefront. God is already in tomorrow, calling us to step out in faith. And all we have to do is trust that no matter where we are, when we step out of the rushing waters of the Jordan of life, God goes with us, is with us, and will always be with us. That was the faith of the communion of the saints. All of the people who have gone before us in this faith, who've gone on to glory ahead of us, with whom we commune at the table of the Lord, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, we do not see their presence here, but they are with us nevertheless. They stepped out in faith, trusting in the Word of God, trusting in the means of grace, trusting in the family of faith, trusting in the way that God had called them to go. People like our own Paul. Paul lived a life that was trapped in a chair, yet he rolled out in faith and exercised faith every day, denying the conditions of life, denying the lie of incapability. And instead, he rolled out in faith. Can we do any less than the example of the communion of the saints that we had in Paul and the other saints who have gone before us in this life? The communion of the saints calls us to step out in faith into the rushing waters of the Jordan of this life. And it's not easy, my friends. It's not easy.
We face a future that we do not know. That's why we'd like to have the time machine, so that we could look and see and know what's going to come next, and we wouldn't have to be afraid of that next step. But my friends, we don't have a time machine, but we do have the God of time. And we can step out in faith, trusting that no matter where we are, and no matter where we go, the God of tomorrow goes with us. I want to challenge you today to take a step of faith. To take a step of faith, stepping out into the rushing waters of the Jordan of this life, as those glorious saints who went before us stepped out in faith, not seeing the future, but seeing God. Not seeing tomorrow, but seeing the real presence of Jesus, knowing the real presence of God. When we gather at the table of the Lord for the Holy Eucharist, we gather not just here in our midst, but we gather with the saints across time and space. We gather together with all those who have stepped out in faith and gone on through life and on into glory ahead of us. We gather together at the table of the Lord to receive communion with the saints together. It was probably my first communion here, my first Sunday here. My dad had died in May, a month earlier. I'm standing behind the table having celebrated the Eucharist, and y'all were coming up to receive. Got pictures from that day. Thank you, Leo. And my mother comes up to kneel and receive. And as I'm communing her, out of the corner of my eye, where he always was, I thought I saw my dad. When we come to the table of the Lord, when we light a candle today, we are communing with all the saints. All those sisters and brothers, mothers and fathers, children, sons and daughters and grandchildren who have gone before us, who are with us here now, who have stepped out in faith into the rushing waters of life, who've rolled out in faith. In Paul's case, into the rushing waters of eternity. May we be so graced by God that when we are faced with the rushing waters of life, we would have that spark of God's grace to take a step of faith, even though we carry the Ark of the Covenant, the lives of our friends and families with us. Take that step of faith into the rushing waters of this life. May we be willing to take that step of faith as they have. That's what the Capital Campaign is all about. Taking a step of faith into tomorrow. It may seem like a rushing river, and guess what it is? It's the overflowing Jordan. But God calls us to step out in faith and get the soles of our feet wet, walking with Christ. I want to challenge us today, as we come to the table of the Lord, to take a step of faith. Take it with God into tomorrow. Take a step of faith. Take it with God and with the communion of all the saints. And take it into God's tomorrow for you. Get your feet wet, my friends.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2008 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information, or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.